Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Vayigash, standing as we are at the last moments of Chanukah Tavshin Pehe, Zas Chanukah Tavshin Pehe. The thought on Parshas Vayigash, as you know, Yehuda, who is the Gibor HaRuach of the beginning of the Parsha, Vayigash El of Yehuda, later in the same Parsha, is sent by his father ahead to prepare a Beis HaTalmud, to prepare with Yehuda Shalchafon of Geishna. He sent Yehuda to go ahead to prepare Beis HaTalmud, so when they come, the yeshivas exist. I just wonder, Derech Agav, I wonder incidentally, if the Gevura Saruach of Vayigash El of Yehuda is somehow related to the Shalchafon of Geishna. They're both the Lashon Gimel Shin of Gevura Saruach that was needed for Klal Yisrael to be Matzliach in Mitzrayim. In the Hagdama to Sefer Levush Mordechai above Metzia, which is from Mordechai Epstein, the Slabotka Rosh Hashiva, he writes about the Shalach HaFon of Yehuda in the following way. He says, the Gemara says in Masechet Megillah on Daf Gimel that we know that a year Hamukaf B'chaima, a wall that's a city that's surrounded by a walled city, lanes on Shushan Purim. A non-walled city lanes on Purim proper. What's a walled city? The Gemara says it's got to be an ear that was hukuf ul b'sayf yashva. That first the wall was built around it, and then the city was settled. However, a city that was first settled, and later a wall was built around it, that is not called the ear hamukuf chaim. Interesting thing. Why is it that way? So he explains, he says, because the idea is that a Yir HaMukav Chayma is a city that knows that the whole kiyum depends on the wall. The whole existence, the whole safety depends on the wall. If it's a wall, if it's a regular city that just happens to have the extra wall protection around it, that's not a Yir HaMukav Chayma. Yir HaMukav Chayma, Yir that has that elevated status, a Mukav Chaim, which is, of course, not only in the Gea to Purim, the Gea to other halachis of Masechta Seirichin, other halachis that are unique to Yir HaMukav Chaim in Eretz Yisrael. For example, that a Mitzvah is sent out of such a place. So it has a higher level. It has to be Yir that's Mukav Chaim first and then settled, meaning that the people in the city know from the very beginning that they're dependent on being Mukav Chaim. As I state in Masechtas Megillah. Zachter, Moshe Mordechai Epstein, that Klal Yisrael that goes to Chutz Laaretz, Yaakov Avinu said, it's not enough that you settle in Chutz Laaretz, and then you have to have yeshivas, and then you have to have Batei Knesiyos, and Batei Midrashos. No. As Yehuda Shalach HaFon of Geishna, you have to know before you start that the whole existence of a Yiddish Shtat in Chutz Laaretz, of a Jewish city existing in Chutz Laaretz, has to be that it starts with being a city that has in it a Beis HaTalmud, a place to sit and learn. So Yehuda Shalach HaFon of Geishna, it has to be here, Sheyesh by Beis HaTalmud, V'achakach Nisyashva. Not, God forbid, the other way around. The same thing with people who pick themselves up and go to Arsenu Akadosha. People go to Eretz Yisrael and then think about having an Aliyah Ruchni there. It's a wonderful thing. But the ideal is that the person should first put the effort into an Aliyah Ruchni and then going to Eretz Yisrael. The truth is, not only Eretz Yisrael, anybody who moves within anywhere, a person who moves, he picks himself up, he says, Brooklyn is too expensive. So I'm going to move and live in a different city. What does he look for first? First, he looks for a nice house, an affordable house, and it's got to have the things that he requires in a house. And then he buys the house, and he looks if there's a place to learn. So that's not the ideal. The ideal is Yehuda Shalach HaFon of Geishna. First, you look for a place that has people that sit and learn, that has people that have nights of darn, that have people that are makpid minyan, that everybody in town is makpid to daven minyan three times a day. Then within that area, you go and you look for an affordable home. You look for a place that a person could settle in a physical way. But the lesson is that you need first the Yehuda Shalach in front of Geisha, you need that to be first. That has to be primary in your life. There's a second Nakuda about Yehuda Shalach in front of Geisha, and also about Yaakov Avinu saying Kriya Shema when he meets Yosef, which of course much is said about. But B'derech, Dibre Chazal, I heard a wonderful thing. Gemara Bracha says, Lailam Yargiz Adam Yetzer Tov Al Yetzer Hara, that a person has to do battle when the Yetzer Hara wants him to do something wrong. He's got to get the Yetzer Tov going. Natschay Mutav, Imlav Yasin B'Tarev. If he needs help, he should learn. Natschay Mutav, Imlav Yikur Kriyashva. If that doesn't work, the second defense is to learn Kriyashma. Natschay Mutav, Imlav Yasin B'Tarev. So Gemara says, if you're mischaz against the Yetzer Hara, you need Yasik B'Tari, Kriya Shema, and Yaskala Yoyim HaMisa. Fits in beautifully. Where did Chazal get this from? From Yaakov Avinu. We learn everything from Yaakov Avinu. I saw this similar bottom. Yaakov Avinu went down to Mitzrayim. He did three things. First, Yehuda Shalach Levan of Geishna. The first thing he did was Yasik B'Tari. The second thing he did is Kara Kriya Shema. The third thing he did is he said to Yosef, "Amusa apam, acherei roisi es panecha ki yod chachoi." He was yaskal loyim amisa. So these are the three nekudas, the three parts that are the seder hadvarim, that are the proper seder that a person has to have when he deals with the challenges of going to chutz laaretz, of going settling in a new place, coming to a place which may not be as strong in Torah as he would like. That's the Avodah that we learn from the Maisa of is similar above. As Chanukah takes leave of us, I'd like to tell you a thought that I have regarding the calendar and the different opportunities the calendar presents. Shir HaShirim is a very difficult sefer. As you know, it appears to be a love song between a man and a woman. It's, of course, martial to the love between the Rabbeinu Shlomo and Klal Yisrael, which is sometimes bumpy and sometimes rocky in our experience. It's sometimes hard to see the flow of words in Shir HaShirim. In Perek Hey, there's a beautiful flow of words that's very touching. Basi Lagani Achesi Kala, the man in this relationship, says to his Kali, calls out to her, he says, "I'm here, Arisi Mariam Bisami, Achalti Yari and Dishi, I'm all prepared, and I'm prepared to spend some time with you, ichlu reyim shisu v'shichlu daidim, to have a friendly interaction with you." The woman says, "Ani yishen of a libi air. I'm tired. I'm really going to sleep. Libi air. My heart is awake. I want to have a relationship, but it's not the right moment." And she says to him that kol daidi daifek pischili. As he knocks on the door, kol daidi daifek. My friend is knocking on the door. Pischili. He says, "Open the door for me, Achaisi, Rayasi, Yanasi, Samasi." He speaks in loving words to her. And she says, "Pashanti es kutanti. I already put on pajamas. Am I ready for bed? Echachal b'shanu, you want me to get up and get dressed? Rechatsi et raglai. I already washed my feet. You want me to get out of bed? Echachal tanfem. I'm going to get them dirty by jumping out of bed." This is what the woman says to the man in this marshal. So what does the man do? She plays hard to get. So the Pasuk says, "Daidi shalach yadei menachar." So that's what you want. He let go of the doorknob. He let go of it. Umei humu alav. That's not what she wanted. She wanted him to keep on knocking. Now she realized she's losing him. Mei humu, my insides turn. Kamti ani lipsech ledaidi. The woman in the mashal jumps out of bed and puts something on to go to open the door for her beloved. She dips her fingers into perfume, and the perfumed hands touch the doorknob as she opens the door. I open the door, but the man is not there anymore. My dear beloved, he's gone. She's not so crazy because she looks at him. She calls to him. You get the picture. It's a very touching thing where she plays hard to get, and then when Yitzhak says, "Okay, goodbye," so now she missed the opportunity. Her heart goes out. She's having a very, very difficult time. The Nimshal of course, is Klal Yisrael. The Nimshal is Klal Yisrael. What's the Klal Yisrael? The Klal Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Shlomo knocks on the door. He gives us opportunities. He gives us chances. He gives us moments where we're able to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shem knocks on the door and he says, here I am. This is a moment of his karvus, a moment of love. And Klal Yisrael says, I'm tired. I'm already in bed. I'm not ready for it. It's not the moment for it. What's going on? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're not ready for it? Okay. So I'm also not ready for it. Then Klal Yisrael wakes up. The opportunity is gone. The opportunity is too late. We have opportunities in life. We have to grab those opportunities and really make them happen. It happens all the time. This Hanukkah, this Purim, this Pesach, we just let it go. We just let it flow. That's a shalom. We don't want to just let it go. We want to take the opportunity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knocks on the door. Makavi Yachu. We want to have the opportunity. Hanukkah is on the way out. It's leaving. We're on the last day of Hanukkah. By the time you read this, it could be that Hanukkah is past. But we have to take something with us from it. We have to take something that should remain with us from Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the time of his chaskus in what? His chaskus in what? In Avodah. In the Avodah of the Beis Hamikdash, of the Menorah. The chaskus of Avodah. So that, we have to be mechazik ourselves. To be able to do it in a proper way. Chaparai, last minute. Chaparai, Bezos Hashem. We should be zoche to an eskarvis to Rabbeinu Shalom. Kol yamei chayenu. Freilicha, Zeus Chanukah, post Chanukah, let the aura of Chanukah continue to light up our lives.